Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Suggest you shut up and show more football.
Come on, come on. Figure. We've done that thing. Can we not knock it?
I am flabbergasted. I wouldn't even let him on the bus after the match. I get a taxi back to Manchester.
Again, please don't call me arrogant, because what I'm saying is true. I think I'm a special one.
When the seagulls follow the troll, it's because they sink sardines. Will be thrown into the sea. Thank you.
I understand what I'm trying to get at. Yes, he was a great player. Yes, he was a wonderful leader. But he wasn't a magician.
Well, take him out, son. I mean that. Take him.
Welcome. Well, it seems, Andrew, that spring has sprung.
Excellent.
And for some on the planet, they will be looking forward to a long weekend. May Day is upon us.
It says as well.
2021,
right.
It seems, is not hanging around, is it?
No, it's
not. So, to those
not.
Of you celebrating a bank holiday Monday, enjoy. And I hope you're listening to this on Bank Holiday Monday. I'll explain more as to why in just a moment.
I think I know where you're going.
Thanks to the wee man last week, Gianfranco.
Oh, he was brilliant.
He told some fantastic stories. If you haven't heard the episode, do please go back and take a listen. It's well worth it, I promise you. And we'll have another very, very good 7-star guest joining us this week.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
Proper superstar.
Yeah, no, proper player. Oh, he could play all right. Oof. Yeah, that's for sure.
Thank you to all of you subscribing and listening. Do share and tell others now that you've found us. Incidentally, all you have to do now is ask your smart speaker.
What?
Did I say
I thought you were talking about Tracy Beaker there for a minute.
Smart sneaker. Your smart speaker to subscribe to us. Mealy ask it, play Keys and Grey, the podcast. For example.
Sorry. Ask who?
Alexa.
Alexa,
play Keys and Grey, the podcast.
I haven't got Alexa.
And there we were. Well, it's time you did.
Do we need that?
It is worth pointing out that other smart speakers are available. So you can get the Cube, you can get the...
Are they called Alexa, though, as well?
No. They've all got different names.
Are they?
Yeah. But Alexa, she's terrific. And particularly for those of us who live alone
for
long periods of the year, good company. Read me the news this morning. Alexa, read me an audio book.
Really?
Alexa, play me some music.
Alexa, I'm starving. Make my dinner.
Not yet.
Oh dear.
You can follow us incidentally.
I'm going to get one then.
And interact on
Twitter up.
And Instagram at Keys and Grey Pod. Keys and A-N-D. Keys and Grey Pod. Now, over the weeks, we've been giving a shout out to a particular area and location on the planet that's given us the most new listeners at different times. Well, we're not going to do that this week. It's a serious point, Andy, to be made. This week, we want to say hello to our listeners in India.
Yep.
We have many across that vast country. We are thinking of you. We have all watched the pain and the suffering that your communities are going through. It really is truly horrific.
Yep.
We, as with the rest of the world, hope that aid and help comes very, very soon. And we've said so often over this period, we just talk about the football. It's not important, Andy. We're not important. There are many bigger things for us to think about. But if we can distract, entertain for a short while, then all to the good. But again, to all our listeners in India, our thoughts are with you.
Yep.
Now, the other reason I say I hope this is being listened to Monday is because Andrew and myself intend this weekend, in fact, if it's Monday, then the weekend has passed.
Yes.
We intend to join in with the boycott that the Premier League and others have decided to run this weekend from, it's 5 o'clock Friday from our time, Andy. So 3 o'clock Friday afternoon Yeah.
Now, yeah, can you clear it up for me yet? Because you know I'm not good with social media. So that means that from 5 p.m. on Friday in Qatar,
yeah,
can I still text my family?
Yes, that's
can
not
I
social
WhatsApp
media.
My family?
Yes, 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 yes. So, social media is this, is us,
so
is Twitter,
only on
is
Instagram.
Instagram.
So I would come off Instagram until Monday.
Just leave that.
Leave it alone.
Absolutely. Because we have to get the message across.
Okay, now I know.
Any which way we can. And it yes, discrimination. Yes, racism, but it's abuse as well. And people often
horrible,
talk about these clowns as being keyboard warriors. Well, they're not warriors, Andy. They're cowards.
Yeah.
They're keyboard cowards. Yeah. And if you asked any of them to say some of the things that they place on, for instance, Twitter to your face, they would run a mile. Yeah. And the answer is actually, I think, quite simple. If they had to be registered,
yes,
passport or driving license, then we would know who they were. And almost certainly that would clean the problem out.
It must be
straight away.
It must be the largest unregulated business, unregistered business in the world.
It's crazy.
No one knows who's doing anything.
No.
Somebody could
be banned.
Somebody could open an account on Richard Keys.
Absolutely. And there are many. And by the way, there are many Andy Grays.
Is there?
Yes.
You're joking.
I'm not
well,
joking.
Let me tell you, anyone listening now, I'm the only one. And I'm not on Twitter. Or Facebook.
That's the problem. And you ban them and they come back in a different guise. And it's tedious.
You should be registered.
So hopefully it's Monday. If you're listening beforehand, if we've posted, then we do not intend to in any way promote or advertise around Keys and Gray, the podcast.
Don't worry, kids. I can still text you.
We should, before we go any further, wish Kevin Keegan a happy anniversary.
Oh, no.
25 years.
I saw it on Thursday, actually. Wow.
25 years, Andy.
Since that. Well, it was a Monday night football. I know. We just started doing it, didn't we, in the Monday night football, and it was coming to the end of the season. And
do you remember the backstory?
Go on.
That Leeds had played out of their skin to get a draw against Manchester United. And Fergie was very keen on making the point that, why haven't you been doing that well all season? His mate, Howard Wilkinson, was under real pressure. So it, for me, was as simple as that. It had nothing to do with him playing mind games.
No.
I never gave him the credit of having been that smart, although in the interview, I think I allude to that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was just saying to those players, come on, didn't like Gary Mack from the previous year when Gary was taking the piss out of him when Leeds won the title and they lost out. So there was that. There was also that he'd questioned whether Nottingham Forest would put it in against Newcastle because they'd agreed to go and play a testimonial there. From our point of view, a trip to Newcastle was magnificent.
Loved it.
Sir John always put on a show, copious amounts of champagne. He always had Kevin at the table.
Absolutely.
Although there was a game the following day. And the reason that he was doing that was actually quite astute, because we used to have to choose each club to be on television three times. Twice at home, once away. Do you remember?
Yeah. Wow.
And there were a few spare picks.
Yeah.
And so Sir John knew that if we were looked after when we went to the Northeast,
we
would want to go back.
Yeah.
And he was right. I mean, sometime later, Bill Kenwright asked us, why do you never come?
Why do you never
and
come
the answer was, well, because it's horrible, Bill. You know, we were greeted with faces like spanked arses.
I have to
say, it
wasn't great, and Bill sorted it.
It was awful, and Bill sorted it
like that.
And the next time we went, it was to a new studio. There was tea and sandwiches were on. But John knew that. So Kevin was a friend. So as we're sort of, I was poking away, you were talking football, and I just sensed there was something there. But our producer, Andy Melvin, came in my ear and he said, you know, Richard, leave him alone. And in those early days, I didn't really want to upset him because he was in a good mood, in a bad mood.
Journalist's head kicked in.
But I just had to just nibble a bit more, Andy. And then he just went off. And it wasn't an incisive, smart, clever piece of journalism. It was an own goal. Uh-huh. He just flew, didn't he?
You got the impression because of that he wanted to say it.
Yes.
And he was just waiting for the trigger. And whatever it was that triggered him, whatever you said that triggered him, he just went. And there was no stopping him.
I think I did.
I think you said, hello, Kevin. Good to see you.
I think I did suggest that Fergie had started to try and get into his head. And that's what set him off. Anyway, many times we've laughed about it since. At the time was a good friend. He's become a really good friend. Yeah. But to think it's 25 years ago.
25 years. Where's it gone?
Jose Mourinho, well known for his attention to detail. Yes.
Yes.
This story from John Cross in the Mirror today. Tottenham players were blown away by some of his training sessions, says John, somewhat ironically, before they played Liverpool, who employ their own throw-in coach.
Used to.
Gone.
Do they do it now?
No. One session specifically on how to defend their throws lasted more than 2 hours. that, Jose, is probably one of the reasons that players got a little bit tired.
No, Jose, you can't. I mean, there's attention to detail and there's overkill. Sorry.
That would bore you.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Also, Ek has decided he wants to buy Arsenal.
Big Ek.
Not our big Ek.
Oh, not ours.
Ek,
he's rich
the
enough, by the way.
Founder of Spotify. Now, here, for me, is the problem.
Why?
Ek has made his money. If you speak to those in the music industry, right, they will tell you, to a large degree, from piracy. He does not pay what those who create the product believe it to be worth. He has circumvented that many times. Mm. So in effect, piracy.
Wow.
Which is one of the problems, of course, that we had with Saudi Arabia and Newcastle United.
Absolutely.
The other thing I would suggest to you is that if he were, and I don't think it's got a cat in hell's chance of happening, but if he were to buy Arsenal, what would he be buying Arsenal for, do we think?
Well, he'd be buying Arsenal, people have you believe, to spend all these billions on it.
And
let
then
Arsenal have it.
And then walk away, like Simon Jordan did at Palace.
Yeah. No, he'd be buying Arsenal to make a profit.
Of course.
To make money and to enjoy it probably as well, if you can. But you're transferring ownership from one billionaire owner to another billionaire owner.
And they don't.
And I thought that was the argument.
Well, they don't get involved for charity. I mean, here's another extraordinary statistic I saw this week. One of the criticisms of Stan Kroenke at Arsenal is that he hasn't spent enough.
Correct.
They are top of one table at the moment, and that table is that they owe other clubs for players they've signed £154 million right now. So don't tell me he hasn't been spending. Whether he spent wisely or not is another argument.
Yeah,
£154 million. United owe £149 million. So does Spurs. Chelsea £127 million. West Ham £111 million. Wolves £101 million. This is money outstanding to other clubs for players that have been bought. How can this happen?
Is there interest on that?
I would think so.
Well,
add to that, Andy.
Imagine that.
£272 million that these clubs paid in agents' fees last year. £272 million. Liverpool alone in the last two seasons, £47 million to agents who brought players that probably would have walked from any corner of the globe
and
to play for Liverpool.
We wonder why the game's in trouble.
Well, that's why the game's in trouble.
You know, we've said it for a long time. You and I have talked about this because we've basically been at it here in this business from the inception of the Premier League, where the money started to flow. And the general idea back then was great. That would give clubs solidity. It would give them security. It'll make the league more competitive.
So it should have done. And for a while it did.
And for a while it did. And now it's just the rich are getting richer and the poor are not catching up.
Right now, I would suggest to you the rich are getting poorer.
Ah, well,
and significantly
with the pandemic,
poorer.
They've got significantly
but
poorer.
Bottom of the table, and this is why he is not just such a good guy, but a terrific operator. Burnley owe only £2 million to other football clubs for players that they've signed. £2 million. They're competitive every year.
Yeah.
Yes, they've had a little bit of a scrape
listen,
again this
listen,
year,
it's
but
been a
come on.
This year, but listen, when you're spending as little as Sean Dyche is spending, and you're getting the results that Sean Dyche is getting. You're keeping your team in the Premier League, so you're earning your team, your club, at least £140, £150 million. I mean, what
Brilliant.
A job he's doing.
Marco Bielsa has apologised.
Marcelo
Bielsa for not being able to speak English. Now, this is something I mentioned some time ago, start of the season, I think. I was tired of seeing him turn up with translator, if you remember. And I got battered by Leeds fans. Leave him alone. No, but he actually has realised himself that after 3 years in the country, he should be speaking English. And he said this week, I owe an apology to those who have to listen to me that I haven't learned English. This is his players primarily, of course, but to the rest of us who would like to hear his thoughts on many different things.
Yeah, of course we
would. He just hasn't bothered, Andy. Well, I don't think that's good enough.
I just wonder because he's not known for a man who hangs around football clubs very long. Mm. He's in there a year, 18 months, two max. He's been at Leeds now a lot longer than everyone expected him to be at Leeds. So maybe he just thought, well, I'm only going to be here a year, 18 months, so I don't want to do that. But now if he's planning on staying and, you know, hopefully he is because I've enjoyed watching his team this year, then maybe he will at least get himself into a position, Keezy, when he can go onto a training ground and actually talk to these players himself instead of through an interpreter.
Maybe in front of a microphone as well so that we can all hear what he's got to say.
Yeah.
If Chelsea and Manchester City make the Champions League final, what sense, if any, is there in taking it to Turkey?
None. Turkey's in lockdown for the next 3 weeks.
So it would be better to stage it at Wembley?
Yes, 100%. Mm. And it's easy to switch. It's not like you've already got 80,000 fans have paid so many thousands of pounds to get the plane tickets. They're ready to fly. The tickets have all been built. They're all been sold. No, there's no crowd to talk no. about. So you can change the game overnight almost.
But you might get a crowd as well if you go to Wembley.
Yes,
because in England, they are, or the UK, I should say, my apologies, uh-huh. Andrew, they are moving from total lockdown into a place whereby we've got people turning up at sporting
well,
events. It.
Well, the League Cup final was an example when yeah. Manchester City played Chelsea.
So I don't want to talk too much about the football yet. I'd like to share that conversation with our guest this week. But I just don't see the sense in that at all. It's not something that surely requires to be fulfilled, that obligation.
No, I think that's fine. Oh, sorry, it wasn't Manchester City-Chelsea in the League Cup final. Of course, Manchester City won the League Cup final.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the semi-final against
correct.
Chelsea they lost.
Yes.
The crowd was there. That's right. Yeah. Just corrected myself there.
Right. Let's introduce our guest.
Get back to him. Yeah,
you're right. Stellar career.
Yes.
Stunning.
Yes.
Champions League goal scorer and winner at the mm-hmm. age of 18, Andy. Mm-hmm. Regarded as one of the very best that his country ever produced. Mm-hmm. Played with Van Gaal at Barcelona. Very good friend of ours here at beIN Sports.
Correct.
We've seen him many times, but not enough recently. Our guest this week, wow, is Patrick Kluivert. Patrick, how are you doing?
How are you, Patrick?
Hello, guys. I'm fine, thank you. How are you guys doing?
We're okay. We're good, Patrick. We're good. Which part of the world do we find you in today?
Well, today, actually, I'm quite close to you. I'm in Dubai at the moment.
Oh, lovely.
Ruud Gullit tells me when I speak to a Dutchman, Patrick, I should always say nuken in de koeken. Does that mean anything to you?
No, it doesn't mean nothing to me.
Achten, tachten, cackle juice.
Patrick, do you remember our first meeting?
No. He doesn't.
Wow.
Oh, let me remind you, okay? Patrick was coming to join us.
I'm guessing Champions League night.
Champions League night. I mean, big, big star in Barcelona.
Yeah.
And we were so excited, I can't tell you. So Patrick's agreed to join us for some reason, somehow, I've no idea. And it might have something to do with the fact that he was later going out for a cup of tea with Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank. So maybe the two things worked. But
yeah.
So I get this panicked message. Patrick's here, but he hasn't got a tie. I said, well, so? I mean, hasn't got a tie. The other two guests were Shearer and Souness.
Oh, right.
And Patrick turned up in this very shiny pair of...
Leather pants.
Oh. And an open-neck shirt that
yeah,
would have been...
that sounds like Patrick to me.
Would have been better at home in Hawaii.
It was very, very... wear those
ones. So, and I turned to the producer and said, and you're worried he hasn't got a tie? That was great. So, Patrick, listen, I know you haven't, because you've been travelling this week, you haven't seen much of the football, but the game, obviously, that leaps out is Paris and Manchester City. How close do you think Paris are to actually delivering what the owners crave for?
Well, the owners would love to have the Champions League to keep in Paris, of course, as every big club wants. I think that they deliver quite well. I think the team is playing good football. Only yeah, the result of Paris is a little bit negative, of course, especially at home. If you lose 2-1 against Manchester City, it's not a good result. But I have a feeling, and I don't know if you agree, that Paris can do something very strange in Manchester. You know, with Neymar, if Neymar and Shaqiri and Mbappe, if they're having their day, they could make life very, very difficult.
I agree with you, Patrick. Funny enough, I said that to Richard as well. I think that you're right. I think because there's no crowds, there's no real advantage where you play. And I think you only have to look at what happened in Barcelona this season, or what happened in Munich, to see how well that Paris have done in away ties. So I think that to say that this is done and dusted might be a mistake for Manchester City, eh?
A big mistake. As I said, if you see how Paris is playing, and for sure, if they're playing now, the decisive game away in Manchester. It won't be an easy game, of course, but
no.
You have players in your team who can decide a game in 1 second.
Yeah.
And you know, that's the one thing, and that's a fact, and that won't go away. And people who are the players who will play in the match, they know they can change the game in in a second. So it's absolutely not done that Manchester City is already in the final. I don't know. Absolutely not.
What about the other one, Patrick? I've had a feeling about Chelsea since Tuchel took charge. There's a guy I guess you probably know. I mean, he's had quite an impact, hasn't he?
He's got a great impact, yeah. I think Chelsea... I think that Frank did also a great thing. But, you know, he did that at the time to create more of what he wanted in the team, I think. But, you know, when Tuchel left Paris Saint-Germain and joined Chelsea, for him it was a huge opportunity to let the people see what his qualities are. And if you can work with a team like Chelsea, you know, with such quality players as a coach, when you come into Chelsea, it's fantastic to work with a bunch of players Chelsea has, and I think he's doing a great job with Chelsea.
Were you a betting man, Patrick? I think Messi has made his intent very plain. He wants to stay now. But the one that fascinates me is Cristiano. Where do you think he'll be playing his football next year?
Oh, wow.
Wow. that's a nice question. Where he's going to play? Well, if he's not going to stay in Juventus, there might be a possibility. You have two possibilities. Either he goes back to Real Madrid, or he can go to Manchester as well. You never know. Because in both clubs, he did a fantastic job. What's the nicest thing, what I think with Cristiano is that in every club where he plays, he makes success.
Yeah.
And I get a lot of respect for him because it's not that easy. If you can go from Manchester to Spain, to Italy, and still in the three big competitions, coming in as a big player and deserve he's doing an amazing job. So where he plays next year, it doesn't matter where he plays. He will be good. And my feeling is he might probably go back to Real Madrid. You never know.
Yeah, yes.
I don't know if Real Madrid have the money, Patrick, anymore. I think with this financial meltdown,
well, it's not a money thing. I think it's not a money thing. You know, I think the Cristiano, he earned a lot of money already. Now in his latest seasons of his career, he needs to find a place where he can settle down, still have a few good years still. Having a good life and then taking say bye to football, but at the moment he's still up and running. But he will choose, and he's wise enough to choose the right club for him to finish his career.
Do you think Zidane would want him back, Patrick? Do you think Zinedine Zidane would want him?
Listen, if you ask me, what player doesn't want to have Cristiano Ronaldo in your team?
Yeah.
So I think that why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if Cristiano is having a good talk with Zidane, I don't think any coach would say, no, I don't want to have Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Sorry for saying it, but
no, good.
Patrick, let me ask you: we've talked about Messi and Ronaldo for the last 10 years, and they almost share the Ballon d'Or between the two players for the last 10 years. Who, in your opinion, will be the successor to Ronaldo and Messi?
Well, first of all, what those guys, both of them, achieved in football, not many players can achieve anymore. You know, I have big respect for both players. What they have achieved is mind-blowing. Yeah. It's all it's, you know, big respect for them. The next one, you have a lot of next generation. You just mentioned Kylian Mbappé. For me, he's the one who really stands out. You have Haaland, who stands out. But the player who I like very much as well is Bruno Fernandes. I think he's a great, great player who's doing very good at Manchester United. You have not that many new talented players, but among these players, I think it will be the next one on board for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with you about Fernandes, Patrick, if he could stay on his feet, but unfortunately, he's always on his backside.
Yes, but, you know, everybody has got their opinion, but I think that Bruno Fernandes is an amazing player. Right?
Listen, I know you're under pressure because you're travelling, but and we can't talk to you all day or as much as I would like to, but you talk about players that can change a game in a second. When you came on in a Champions League final as an 18-year-old, what were the instructions before you changed that game in a second and won that trophy?
Well, if you look at the Champions League at 95, I came in the 86th minute, I think. And really, you don't have really a task to do. It's just like when you come in as a striker, try to do your best and try to win the match for the team, you know, be in the box. Be as a target man. If they play the ball to you, hold the ball and let the players come to you and take the ball off you. You know? Because you know, in 10 minutes max, you know, you really can't have a big task. And you know, when you come in, you know already what you have been doing in the past. It's not that it was new for me. You know, so I just came in and from Gaal said, enjoy and go and give it your best shot. That's the only thing that really that he gave to us.
Well, you did that. Do you still have contact with the aforementioned Van Gaal?
Not that often. But he's always in my heart.
Yes,
that's one thing for sure. He was the coach who gave me the opportunity to make my debut in Ajax. When he was in Barcelona, he let me sign from AC Milan to Barcelona. So he's got a special place in my heart. That's one thing for sure.
He's got a special place in my phone, Patrick. But he never accepts an invitation to join.
Unlike
us.
Patrick.
probably, if you ask him now, he would come. Eh?
Well, I was hoping you might have a word quietly.
I will do a good word. He will come to the top and join you guys.
Patrick, listen, it's been a very difficult year for everybody. We started out on this podcast saying as much. When we can, it would be great to see you back
Absolutely,
in our part
Patrick,
of the, I mean, our specific part of the world. But in the meantime, thank you for talking with us.
Thanks, Patrick.
A pleasure to talk with you always. And if things are easy, I'd love to come to
Please.
Join and be in sports.
Yeah, we'll make that happen.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks, Patrick.
Okay.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you, my friends. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care.
Patrick Kluivert. I wish we'd had longer. He is under pressure, Andy, and it was really good of him to make the time to have a conversation with us, as brief as that turned out to be. But he's good to talk to, and I hope that at some point we can deliver LVG, because
be
for one reason or another, I'm fascinated by him. Yeah.
I see one. If I was to say you go on, then you've got a 1-to-1. You've been doing quite a few. You've been speaking to quite a few recently.
Yeah, he would be. He'd be on the list. Yeah, very much.
You think he's got?
Yeah,
a lot in there.
Yes, and I would love to get in to find out. And I think he was. I think he was abruptly and unkindly wronged after 2 years at Manchester United.
Well, listen, he wasn't alone. You could say the same about David Moyes.
True.
You know, maybe even Jose, who had won trophies there. You know, all three were shifted out rather quickly.
In the meantime, I mean, I'm with Patrick. I'm with you that I don't think this tie is done. Not for a minute do I think it's done. But what were your thoughts on the second half in the first leg, which was delivered back in the UK as though it were 45 minutes of majesty created by a wizard Would that be the right way to view that second 45 minutes?
No, not in my opinion. They were better in the second half. I thought the first half they were lucky to go in the way they did. I thought Paris were sensational. Neymar was at his mercurial best. Mbappe was always a threat.
Sorry, the best line on Neymar I saw was Neymar at his mercurial and magical best, all of the tricks, including his disappearing act in the second half.
I know. I was about to say that. He never. But that was partly due to Manchester City, who did play much more aggressively, I thought. But as I was watching the game, did I see a team that were peppering Claudio Bravo's goal? You know, was a goalkeeper pulling off save after save? Were they creating chance after chance? No, they weren't. So, you know, it's a bit like sometimes you need to be lucky in sport, and particularly in football. And I think they got the rub of the green on a couple of occasions. The two goals were, the first one, we know is a cross. He's not looking. He plays it, hits it. And unlike De Bruyne, he overhits the cross. And now I would normally say that's a tough one for a goalkeeper. If you can imagine the ball come, if a forward runs across the length of the ball.
Yes, yes.
But it was so overhit that he could see it all the way, Bravo. So he had there was no chance of anyone getting on the end of it. It was too high.
Mm.
So it was quite easy for him to follow the flight of the ball. For some reason, he lost his concentration in the big moment and he let it drift in. Second one's laughable.
Yes.
It's laughable.
Yes. It's criminal.
I watched De Bruyne and Mahrez discuss it. Who's hitting it? I thought De Bruyne would hit it. Really did. And obviously Mahrez said, I fancy that. And De Bruyne, brilliant to his credit, went, well, if you fancy it, you take it. Now, when it went in, I thought, was that going round the wall? Was the wall badly positioned? When I saw it again, it's about 3 feet off the ground.
Mm.
It's arguably the worst free kick Mahrez has ever hit. And yet it finds the net because two Paris Saint-Germain players, Kimpembe and I don't know who the other one was, what was the sea that parted?
I know. Yeah,
not Galilee, was it? No, something like that. But it parted.
We should know.
I know. It might have been the Sea of Galilee that parted, wasn't it?
Well done.
They parted and left the goalkeeper with absolutely no chance.
Shocking.
So what I saw, Richard, was a team, Manchester City, got hang on in the first half, then come out, play much better. I'm not denying that. They had much more of the ball. But like I've always said to you about City right now, they do have a lot of the ball. My concern is their creativity, and that sounds crazy when I'm talking about Manchester City, that the chances they create, and more importantly, the chances they take, the levels are not high enough. Now, that game was made for me, for an Aguero to play. I think if Aguero plays in that game, fit Aguero, he gets at least two. Because he's a predator. Did you watch Cavani last night?
I was just going to say, as you're talking, I just wanted, before we end, to briefly mention one of my favourites, Cavani.
Yeah.
Absolutely sensational. What a centre-forward.
This is it.
What a centre-forward. Magnificent. And on that subject, Mikel Arteta, mini-me, what are you thinking? What are you thinking?
Now, I've not spoke to you about this. So I think you thought what I thought when I was sat in my sofa just behind you last night and I saw the teams. And I looked at the bench and I saw Aubameyang on the bench, centre forward. Martinelli on the bench.
Yep.
And Nketiah on the bench. All front men. All goal scorers. And I looked at the top and it was the Dutch boy.
I'm coming in with a false nine.
False nine. My immediate was, why?
Because he's too clever.
Why?
He lives in the shadow of his former boss.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Carve your own reputation, Mikel. Be bigger and better than that.
I just couldn't believe it. And they got away with it. They got away with it.
Yeah, because they're still in the tie.
Yeah, and they changed it. And they got Martinelli on after an hour.
Mm.
Quite right. They needed somebody like that on. I couldn't work it out. I understand they all want possession. That's fine if you like that sort of thing. But I still feel that Cavani shows and Kane shows and people like that, they show the value of having somebody at the top end of the pitch. I know Vardy's having a tough time, but Jamie Vardy shows you when he's in his pomp, the value of having a specialist, what I would call them. They are specialists, these people. Goal scorers.
On the subject of centre forward, I meant to mention it earlier when we were talking about the Premier League Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. I wanted to bring this up for a long time. You remain outside of the Scottish Footballers Hall of Fame. Never been inaugurated.
No.
I find that staggering. So you must also. Do you have any idea why that is the case? Have you ever spoken to anybody in Scotland about why that is the case?
I did have a brief conversation about it. It was my son who, Jamie, that brought it to light, and I'd never thought about it, Keezy. And he said to me, Dad, why are you not in the Hall of Fame in Scotland? You know, after all you've achieved and won and did and represented your country in every level, school, from schoolboy to full. I says that I've no idea.
Just in case there are people listening again, scratching that, Andy who, FA Cup goal scorer, League Cup goal scorer and winner, Cup Winners Cup goal scorer, English title, Scottish title, cap for your country. Ronaldo, Gareth Bale and Andy Gray, the only three players in history to have won Young Player of the Year and Players Player of the Year in the same season. So I would have thought one of those might qualify you. To get a mention, that's an awful lot to ignore. If I really deeply think Scottish football is deeply wrong. If they've thought about it and dismissed it, okay. If they haven't even thought about it,
well, they did. The guy who I spoke to did say, you need to be voted in. You need to be proposed in." And I thought, well, you know, I'm sure I must have been. He says, "You were once." He said, but it was a particularly good year, so we didn't bother with you.
Right.
So it must have
been. So they couldn't put you back up for...
I don't know. And you know me, it was something I'd never thought about, Keezy, but then I thought, well, when I'm not here, it might be nice for my kids and their
Well, it
kids.
Was. I tell you why it's important, because for the very same reason you could have turned down Young Player of the Year when you were awarded the two, and you astutely made the right decision and said, no, I'll keep them.
For once.
Because you were right when that offer... was made. Please, Andy, if you're not coming to the dinner, we need to give it to somebody else. You were right.
I know.
And this is something for the family. This is something that is a big miss in my view. And if there's anyone in Scotland feels the same way, then do please accept this as an invitation to start a ball rolling, because it would be the right thing for Scottish football to do.
That would be nice. Maybe I'm a Ryan Giggs. Maybe. I do think what happened to me at a previous employer.
I mean, come on.
Anything. I don't know. Well, listen, exactly. You've just sat there and talked about Ryan Giggs. Come on. I'm not saying that. You know, but, you know, did somebody 10 years ago say, no, we're not having him in?
Well, I would be astounded were that the case.
Anyway,
that's it. Hope you've enjoyed it. Thanks again to Patrick Clivert. If everything comes to fruition in the way that I'm planning, and this is a cunning plan.
Is this for next week?
Next week's guest could be a very good one.
Louis van Gaal?
Get in touch on Twitter and Insta at Keys and Greypod, A-N-D, Keys and Greypod. And now you've found us, tell your mates where we are as well. Oh, and you're going to buy an Alexa?
Yes.
This time next week, I'm going to find out what you've taught
her. I'm getting an Alexa. I wouldn't have taught her. I hope she's taught me plenty.
See you next week.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.